Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Saturday, January 7th, 2023. Polish Catholics celebrate Feast of Epiphany. Polish President, First Lady extend Orthodox Christmas greetings. And exhibition in UK sheds light on how Polish diplomats saved Jews in World War II. Good afternoon. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of cities across Poland yesterday in colourful parades to mark the Roman Catholic Church's Feast of the Epiphany. The processions featured worshippers of all ages, singing carols and wearing paper crowns, as well as richly dressed actors portraying the three magi from the Bible, Caspar, Melchior and Balthazar. In the largest such event, a crowd of some 80,000 gathered in the capital, Warsaw, to take part in an annual march from the city's landmark Castle Square to the central Piłsudski Square. Poland's President Andrzej Duda and the First Lady released a special message to thank those taking part for keeping the tradition alive. Poland's President and First Lady have sent greetings to members of their country's Orthodox Christian community as it prepares to celebrate the Christmas holidays. In an address to members of the Orthodox Church, the Greek Catholic Church and other Eastern churches in Poland, the Polish presidential couple said on Friday that Christmas carries a message of peace to people of goodwill. They added, "May this message be fulfilled throughout Poland and beyond our eastern border, especially in Ukraine. May the Divine Child bless everyone in need and those who are helping victims of war." The President and the First Lady also wished Orthodox Christians true joy and hope during this special time, as well as the strength to overcome adversities. An exhibition about a group of Polish diplomats who saved Jews during World War II opens on Friday at the Central Library in the Scottish city of Aberdeen. Entitled Passports for Life, the exhibition documents the work of the Wadosh group, who issued fake passports and citizenship certificates of Latin American countries to Jews. Their bearers would then be interned and later exchanged for German prisoners of war. They could thus avoid being transported to death camps. The so-called Passport Initiative was launched by Polish diplomats in cooperation with Jewish circles in Bern, Switzerland, in 1941. The activities of the Wadosh group have only become widely known in recent years. The exhibition in Aberdeen runs until January 31st. And finally, a man's body has been recovered from the water at the Gdańsk shipyard near the Imperial Dock yesterday. The man's body was found after a group of kayakers noticed it floating in the water at around 11 a.m. yesterday. The identity of the deceased man has been established. The police have currently ruled out foul play as a cause of the man's death. A full forensic examination is now underway to establish the cause of death.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day, clouding over later with a gentle breeze and temperatures of 5 degrees centigrade, 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 4 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn very cloudy and a moderate breeze with temperatures of 5 degrees during the day and 3 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.